Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm glad you're here. Wally Box here. I know. Settle down. I'm excited, too. Wally's been hanging out with us now for more than 21 years. He's one of a very few folks, well, a handful of folks, a couple of handful maybe, I guess, by now, who's in his 22nd year with us. Examples of people who have no life. He is the author of a number of books, including Net Income, including Ruthless Focus, I should say, and other books. And he has a long list of credentials, and the one we focus on these days are how he's helping people get their books in print and make them successful. We love having him on the show. Wally, welcome back.
Thank you, Jim. Glad to be here.
It's good
to have you. Glad to still be alive and be here.
I was, when people ask me how I'm doing, I say, at my age, I tell them, well, I'm still vertical, under my own steam, not taking any medicine, and at least for now, not fighting extradition to any state. So that's a pretty good way to be. Yeah. So, Wally, I know that you work hard helping folks with their books. But not only you think a lot about not only helping people get their books out of them, but you also think a lot about how to help people get books in them. And someone said to me a long time ago, the person you will be in 5 years from now will depend upon the people you meet and the books you read. What do you think about that?
I think it's absolutely true. I think, you know, if you tell me your friends, I can tell you your future is the way I heard it. And it's certainly true of books. The stuff that I go through shapes my thinking, and my thinking then develops. And it's true for pretty much everybody I know that we're shaped by the books we read. So picking good ones is a good strategy.
Do you have here's a question for you? When you read a book as an author, as a publishing expert, as a book expert? On every level of the industry and of the discipline, when you read a book, do you think you see it differently than if you were just, you know, a regular folks who have a real job, you know, unlike you and me, and real Americans, so to speak? Do you feel like you look at a book differently?
I think I do and I don't. I see it differently because I'm aware of structure, because that's usually the big issue with my clients. It's not that they don't know how to write. It's not that they don't know their topic. They don't know how to structure a book and then to do the project.
Mm-hmm.
So I look at that. An example for me is that I read stuff besides business books. And my escape reading right now is a series by Daniel Silva called the Gabriel Allon series.
Mm-hmm.
And I've read it from the beginning, so but I've also noticed how certain things is done, what plot stuff he uses, and so forth. I don't think normal people do.
Well, that's another thing I was going to ask you. As a writer, do you become a student of good writers? You know, whether you even without maybe without thinking realizing you were going to be the way someone turns a phrase or the way they express an idea.
I'm a student of good. I'm a student of good writers in the same way that Chad, who is a plumber who works here, is a student of plumbing stuff. He keeps up with what's going on.
Right.
But I've also done, I read a whole bunch of Westerns. That's another of my escape reading. And so I went and got the Louis L'Amour books because I couldn't figure out or couldn't remember or think of anybody who got me to turn pages better than him. And so I said, okay, how does he do this? And I studied his books, and I came up with some rules for myself. And they're still working after like 30 years. So
do you recommend that kind of approach to other folks, whether they're book people, you know, book professionals like you and I are, or whether they just like to read books. You recommend folks think about books that way as well, don't you?
Actually, I don't. I mean, if you do it naturally, do it. There's nothing wrong with it. But there's no particular reason why someone else has to master my craft.
No. I'm talking about an approach to reading books. I'm talking about the idea of getting finding a way that makes you turn pages, as you say, find the books or find the time or find the setting or whatever.
Go ahead. I'm sorry, but the other part of that is life is too short for crappy books.
I agree with that.
If you get in a book and it's not doing it, I don't care what your mother told you, you don't have to finish.
Thank you for saying that because I just don't. Now you've got to give a book a chance because sometimes, especially business books, you've got to get through the some of the ash and trash in the front and to get to the really good stuff. But I agree with you. I mean, I know people who, if they start a book, it doesn't matter how awful it is, they can't stop not finish it. They have to finish it. Unfortunately, I'm kind of like that with a movie, but I'm not like that with a book.
I'll tell you, I tell my clients who write business books, if people decide not to read past page 3, that's your fault.
Mm-hmm.
It's the author's job to make the book interesting and compelling, mm-hmm. tell you why you want to keep reading. I disagree with you. I don't think you should read, past any point where you're not being pulled ahead unless you're damn sure there's something on the other side of that that's going to be good.
I agree with that. So, do you prefer fiction or nonfiction?
I don't prefer either one. I read business books professionally. I mean, it's I'm in business. I've been in business for 50 years. This is what I do. So I read about that, but I also read other stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I read a lot of history and biography because it informs.
See,
the way
that's
I think.
That's what I that's me. I'm don't read much. I'm not drawn to fiction for some reason, but I love biographies and autobiographies and of course business books. But biographies and autobiographies. I want to hear what great people, great thinkers. Did, and I also want to hear about how they messed up, the mistakes. Wally Bach and I will be right back. writingabookwithwally.com is how you find him. He can help you with that. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.